And all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will say of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. The goodness of God. I love your voice.
I love your voice.
You have led me through the fire, the darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness.
And mercy follows after us. Your love for us is not based on what we do or what we don't do. We can never cheapen your love to think that it is. You loved us while we were sinners, and you sent your Son to die for us. We honor you today. We thank you. Thank you, Father, that you are always faithful. You are always good. I can't shake this thought that the Lord has given me, and I don't know who it's for in the audience, and I think it's for a number of you, a number of us, and that is, you have lived your life the way you wanted to. You have made choices that you are not proud of. You've let God down, you said to yourself. But the Lord has always been there for you. He has known everything, even the things that are hidden from the rest of the world. And you stand before him loved and cherished. His love has been faithful for you, even when you are not faithful. He doesn't condemn you, but he invites you to come to his son anew today and say, thank you that you loved me even when I was most unlovable. That you walked with me through all the good and all the bad. Jesus, I thank you that you are supreme. Your love is divine. We stand before you only because we stand before God and his holiness only because of you. We wear your righteousness, not our own. Father, I pray that you would minister to us today. Bring courage to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.